Once upon a time, there was a shark named Shark and an octopus named Octopus. They were best of friends and they loved going on adventures together. One day, they heard about a fancy restaurant called Rose Caviar Restaurant. They had heard it served the best caviar in the entire ocean and they wanted to try it for themselves. "Let's go to Rose Caviar Restaurant," Shark said excitedly.
"Yeah, let's go,"
Octopus agreed. So they set out on their journey. But along the way, they were surrounded by ticklefish. The ticklefish wouldn't stop tickling them, and Shark and Octopus were laughing so hard that they couldn't even move.
"Oh no, we're never going to make it to the restaurant," Shark said, feeling disappointed.
"Help, we're being tickled to death,"
Octopus said, still laughing. Shark had an idea.
"I know, let's tickle them back."
So Shark and Octopus started tickling the ticklefish. And soon, the ticklefish were laughing so hard that they let go of Shark and Octopus. The ticklefish introduced themselves and told Shark and Octopus that they were just playing and didn't mean any harm.
"We're so sorry for tickling you," said the leader of the ticklefish. "We just love hearing others laugh. It's the best sound in all the world."
Shark and Octopus were amazed. They never thought that ticklefish could be so friendly.
"I think so too," said Octopus.
"Hey, I have an idea. We are going to Rose Caviar Restaurant. Would you all like to come with us and we can laugh about this over dinner?"
The ticklefish all agreed to join Shark and Octopus. They all began swimming towards Rose Caviar Restaurant. But when they finally got there, the restaurant was closed. Because they had spent so much time with the ticklefish, they didn't arrive in time.
"Oh no, we missed dinner," Shark exclaimed.
The ticklefish could tell that Shark and Octopus were upset.
"Hey, I have an idea. Why don't you both come to our house for dinner?"
Shark and Octopus had never tasted food prepared by ticklefish. They had always heard that the things they ate tasted kind of funny. But they were starving, so Shark and Octopus agreed. When they got to the ticklefish's home, they were amazed by how beautiful it was. The ticklefish had decorated their homes with shells, coral, and seaweed. They prepared a delicious meal for Shark and Octopus with all their favorite foods.
"This is the best meal we've ever had," Shark exclaimed.
Octopus agreed.
"I never thought ticklefish could cook like this." After dinner, Shark and Octopus said their goodbyes to the Ticklefish. Shark and Octopus went home and had a good laugh about their adventure. They couldn't believe they had gotten tickled so much and made friends with such great Ticklefish.